nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy over here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to the beautiful people.
What's going on, beautiful people?
We're back.
We're back.
The boys are officially back in New York after both of our separate trips to Florida.
We took separate trips to Florida during the coldest week of the year.
Robbie heard I was going to Florida. He goes, maybe I'll go just to be close. maybe I'll go to Florida just so I could be closer to your aura.
Yeah, that's what I did. And I felt some residuals.
You did?
Yeah, in Miami.
You felt, this is probably the temperature he's feeling. You like to know what temperature, what type of energy I'm feeling in the world, right?
I guess, yeah.
Was it hard for you the first couple of days when I was in Florida and you were here?
It was all right.
It was hard,
I guess. You've been on vacation before. You went away for 2 weeks last year. That was harder.
Was there moments where you're like, I should call him? Ah, no, I shouldn't.
No. No.
There wasn't any.
You don't want to. I'm not going to call you and be like, I was Epcot, like midday. You didn't want that.
No, I know I didn't want that. I'm not worried about me at this moment. I'm thinking about your thought process.
Where you're like, no, I did. I would have went to Disney if my sister wanted to go for a day. I would have went. I didn't look it up because I was like, would there be any world you would want to go to Disney? And my sister said no.
You asked her.
Yeah.
You didn't even float it by me.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. I don't even know.
So wait, you're telling me if when I was in Disney, you thought about maybe I'll go to Disney and then
for a day
for a day. And if you went to Disney, you don't think you would have went to where the park I went to? You would have just went to a different park?
No, I would have then hit you up and been like, would it be weird if I came to hang out with you and your family for like a night? There was an hour and 20-minute train to Disney. There was like a high speed train.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh interesting. An hour and 20 minutes. You could have been there and back in the same day.
In the same day, yeah.
Well, the thing is, we're up at 7 a.m. I woke up this morning at 6:30.
We were up early. I didn't really sleep much when I was in Florida. But
why not?
I don't know. Couldn't sleep.
Is it because you weren't smoking weed?
I smoked weed two nights.
You got weed in Florida?
Yeah.
Your sister helped you?
Yeah.
Good sister.
And I discovered weed on my own.
Oh, asking people.
Yeah, I got weed. It was no worries.
Okay, that's good. I worried.
It was fun. I had a lot of fun. Did you have fun?
About you. Yeah.
Me and my sister had a great time. Great bonding.
It's nice to bond with a family member.
It was just the two of us. A lot of talking, the two of us.
I know. I saw that you posted a lot of pics.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm happy that you have a good time. You know?
Yeah, it was nice. We met up with a bunch of my friends that were down there, different people. So it was nice.
1 second. I just got to make sure I do this. I'm back, so I had you muted on my text. Now I unmuted you.
Why'd you mute me? I wasn't even hitting you up like that. This is wild, the narrative. This is wild.
You know when I muted you?
When?
When you texted me something about finances.
Oh.
And I said,
well, I'm doing work 100% during the day. So I'm just like, all right, he's away. 100%. We're supposed to be sending our accountant shit every quarter for the year. You're away, and I'm like, all right, let me just catch up on other work isn't creative.
You are 100% in the right, and I thank you for doing that.
I'm just letting you know.
You are 100%. I am the problem.
All right.
But here's the thing. I was meeting Pooh Bear, and all of a sudden, I get a text about finances. And I'm like,
I thought you'd be happy. We're in a good spot, actually. Yes. Better than I thought. Not great, but not great in debt.
No, but here's the thing.
We're in the negative.
Okay, so here's the
Land
thing.
Land Enterprises.
I'm very happy that I'm very happy. Any other day, I would have been happy. Okay. But I was literally watching my little sweet nephew. Look at, he has poo, his room is decorated with Pooh Bear. I'm watching him, because he talks nonstop. And this is how I know he was really excited. He got very quiet.
He was looking at
Pooh Bear, and his eyes, and he just kept turning to his mom and tapping my sister. And I'm filming.
That's very precious.
And then all of a sudden, hey, but going over the finances. And I'm thinking.
I thought you'd be happy to know we're not in debt.
I was very happy.
We spent a lot of money, Robbie, last year.
Robbie, I'm very happy
we're
about
not. Okay.
You're right. I'm wrong. You just did. That's why it was great.
I didn't know.
No, you didn't know.
And that's the only time. The only time that I sent him more than 7 text messages in a row.
I called
Which
you.
Maybe doesn't sound like a lot. Why would anyone send anyone 7 text messages in a row ever? But whatever.
No, any other day it would have been a beautiful text.
Yeah, okay.
Any other day it would have been. I was watching Magical Moments, as they say.
I'm surprised I'm not on mute all the time. So, That's a bonus. Jesus Christ. I mean, on mute just means you don't, you check your messages. I check my phone. You're not going to not eventually read what I say to you.
Wait, I just want to put this out there. It is, no one should get offended if they're muted on someone's phone.
No.
That's that.
Yeah, I don't take that.
No,
as
neither
me.
Would I. If yeah. I was muted on your phone, I would not take offense.
No.
Same. I think to mute someone on your phone, one, it means that you talk a lot.
Yes.
Two, it means that you're taking space to take care of yourself, and we should never be angry about that.
I agree. People don't give grace for that.
No, people don't. And if it's important, someone should call.
Yes.
Or say, this is important, right? But I now you're unmuted.
Nice.
Now you're unmuted.
I'm back in normal.
You're back in
standings.
Normal standings, but I hit you with the quick mute.
I don't get a mute every night.
I don't know.
Or is it an auto mute to everybody? 11
no, I
don't to.
I have anxiety about. I keep my phone on loud at night.
Yeah.
I've had phone calls in the past from family members
that leave
me in the middle of the night, and that will live with you for a little bit.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And you want to keep your phone on loud in case your mother's like, get to Staten Island now.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm back from. I went to Disney.
You went to Disney World.
I return. Not a Disney adult.
Yeah, I didn't think that there was any world that you would, but...
I know, I'm just... You didn't think it for any second.
No.
I returned not a Disney adult.
You went for a long time.
I was gone.
You went for... I would be over Disney if I went that long, and I love Disney.
I went for a very... I was.
I would be like, I need to be back in New York.
I was in Disney.
To get out of Fantasyland.
I was in Disney with my family for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was with my family, and I want to remind everyone that I shared a room with my parents. For 8 nights, I slept... And my mom would joke that we could hold hands at night.
That's hilarious.
And I had a
was it a joke?
Yeah, we didn't hold hands. My dad slept closer to me.
But
was,
if you wanted to.
Yes, if I wanted to,
it was on
my
the
dad
table.
Could touch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how close. I mean, I didn't care.
No, if you don't care, that's great.
I did. There was... Everyone, you're on a long family vacation. Everyone's going to have their own ways that they're, like, you get in little tiffs or, like, their situations, their anxiety or stress comes out. I won't speak to other family members.
What is this? Why would you need to bring me into this?
What do you mean?
You're about to preface this whole thing. You're like, you know, like what you do.
Yeah,
why
well,
do I need
does.
To be? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That,
yeah
I
yeah.
mean, like, I think that's the norm. If you go away 8 days with your family, that you're going to be feeling, there's going to be feelings arising.
8 days.
Yeah. Okay. I would say if there aren't, that's probably not healthy either.
Sure.
And mine, I'm pretty chill. I'm pretty good with the flow. Because I trust me, this vacation was not for... This is... If I was making requests, I think people would have looked at me and been like, you're a 34-year-old single. Your job is to just go along with the flow. What are you doing?
Yes.
Which
doesn't value your time that much.
No. 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 Not at all.
Like,
but here's the thing. I was the only family member that took a day to do it himself.
Okay.
Because I know when I need a little space and time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How my stress comes out, as the audience might know, is having nightmares.
Okay.
And you better believe it. Tuesday night, before the next day I took off from my family, I woke my parents up by screaming in their face.
Really?
Screaming.
You had nightmares.
I had a wild nightmare, and
do you think it's being in a new place?
No, I know I was stressed.
Okay,
and I wasn't letting it out.
I see.
Sometimes like eating closer to bedtime will like make my body active, and they say that like if you give more space before you eat, your body's more calm. So I ate right before bed, like I ate like a something and like shit like that help. Oops, but I screamed so loud, Robbie. And my dad goes, are you okay? Are you okay? My dad wakes up and my mother goes, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. She goes, they're going to kick us out.
Immediately about the perception of you guys.
My mother.
Not how is my son?
Not
how
for
do
a
I
second.
Look. Interesting.
My mother is instantly going, someone's going to knock on the door. We're going to get kicked out because I had a nightmare.
Yeah.
So I spent the rest of the night not sleeping.
That's tough.
That was the toughest moment of my Disney trip.
That is hard.
That was hard. Let's talk about Disney though. Is that okay with you?
That's great.
Disney World is almost a joke how much they take advantage of the people that are going there on vacation.
It's really sad. They take advantage of people that fall in love with their art across the spectrum.
You know what it is?
It's really fucked up. They really cash in on nostalgia in so many ways, from the people that work there, the people that attend. It is just like the whole thing is like, we're going to really exploit some good art.
Here's what they do, man.
Which is sad. It's really sad.
Here's what Disney World does. They make magical moments for children that children are in charge of paying for, so that when you become an adult, you're addicted to chasing that magical moment, either for yourself or giving it to a child. And how do you chase that? By pouring money out of your pocket for them.
Yes.
Every step of the way was money. To enter the park, it was a fee. To ride rides, it now costs money.
I know. That's when I really checked out. And it was, I saw the writing on the wall when I went in 2021. And they were explaining what the new business model was going to be. And I was like, it will be impossible for me to support this going forward.
There's no free food. They say there's water fountains. There's not a water fountain in sight.
Really?
You could go up to a counter and wait in a line and ask for a glass of water. They'll give you water. But there's no, like, water fountains. There's no...
like, water bottles even.
You have to pay for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything costs so much money.
It's really, really sad.
It is so sad. It is, and even it's so bad that the Disney employees are making jokes to you about it. Yeah. I had to order something from Amazon because I forgot to bring it, and they sent it to the desk. And the woman goes, "Hey, just so you know, we had to charge you $6 to receive this package." I go, "Oh, to receive it?" She goes, "Yep, Disney will charge you for every step of the way."
Yeah.
Like, it's a joke how much Disney charges you for everything.
It's bad.
It is truly, they get you addicted as a child.
Yeah, no, it's
to a magical moment. You have one moment where you meet Cinderella and you hug, and you will chase that for years. Thousands and thousands of dollars out of your pocket. We think gambling addiction bad. I'm worried about the Disney adults,
yeah,
okay?
It's bad. It is sad.
People are taking out credit cards.
I know. Lots of them, and they're Disney themed.
And they have a picture of Mickey on it. So
on the credit card.
Every 20 feet, there's a new stand to sign up for the Disney Vacation Club.
Yeah, no, it's really sad. It is sad. And it's like, all right, they made good movies and art and music. And like, some of the most talented artists of generations put their life's work into the animation studios. Yep. Of just like hand drawing all these things to make beautiful stories come to life. And they kind of just created this little place where they really fucking cash in. On
it's a store.
Art. The whole thing. It is sad because you want to create, that's what, like, you're an artist. You want to create things that people connect with and that they do get that feeling for, and that you want them to get that. And then they're able to bring it to life. But then it's just like, we're going to underpay everybody. The people that work there are literally working there because they love Disney. They're making basically no money.
Yep.
It's crazy. The whole operation is crazy.
I'm going to talk about the beautiful stuff in a second.
Yeah, there is good things.
Why they're able to get away with it is because of how beautiful Disney is.
Yes. And it's also like the money could go back into those people. The money is going to their executives. Like,
yes.
The money's not even like, it's not, if you're, then you're like, all right, if you're charging all this shit, then it's reinvesting in the park, or the person that's cleaning up after every little thing I do is be able to support their family by working here. You don't feel as bad, I guess, about all of this stuff. But
people are making not a lot of money.
They're making less than minimum wage.
Some of them, yeah. A lot of the there's college, like, weird internship programs.
There's so many programs that they have there that are just like, we're going to get around having to pay people minimum wage by getting either college students or people on work visas.
I know.
And giving them housing. And then it's more like a student housing type of like commune that you're building of workers that are so overworked and underpaid.
And obsessed with.
But they're just happy to be in the park.
I mean, yeah.
Like, they're like, if I can stand in Epcot, I don't care if I have to clean up shit. I just want to stand in Epcot.
The Church of Disney rivals the one of Scientology.
It's crazy. It is crazy. I am critical of this. I think a lot of Disney adults realize that they're in this bad situation.
Hey, and if you got money and you pump it into it, that's fine.
Yeah.
You have money. You spend money how you want to spend
100%.
It, right? But I saw so many adults wearing the shirt, most expensive trip of my life.
Oof.
This trip ruined my credit.
Yeah.
Like, it's a joke. They sell Disney shirts joking about how expensive it is.
Yeah.
And when something is that expensive, what you're going to encounter are angry people.
That's the other thing. It enables a lot of Karen behavior.
A lot of behavior.
Really enables Karen behavior. Because you feel entitled.
I saw so many. So there was two sides of people. Either the most joyous people that were enjoying, like, being like, we're spending a lot of money, let's really have a beautiful time. Or there was people that were like, every moment is ripping out my pockets open.
Yeah, that's not the attitude to have.
And it is, but some people can't afford it.
No, I know.
And their kids are obsessed with it. I mean, I didn't go to Disney until I was 13 because my parents didn't have money to take me.
Yeah.
And Disney was cheaper then.
But much cheaper.
Much, much cheaper.
Yeah.
And there was a ride that there was like people that were just walking around so angry because they spent so much money and they're like, I need to be having this. There was one ride. The Indiana Jones show was closed.
Okay.
I walked up to the counter. I go, oh, what is the next show? And they go, oh, no, it's closed. All the employees, by the way, were so nice.
They are.
The employees.
It is really. They have to be, first of all.
But I think they're happy.
Yeah, some of them I do think, especially the older ones that are on the retiree. We can work a few shifts a week just to get the free pass. They're cool with making $0, basically.
So I think something that you could make, you go to Ford Rent if you're not, you know?
I don't think if you're just like a greeter. I don't think you could afford rent or like a janitor or like maybe, there's a lot of things I don't think that you can really afford to make a living. But
they were everyone that worked there was actually very kind.
Yeah.
Which I noticed, especially forward facing, you know, which I'm sure that they.
Yeah.
So I go up to the Indiana Jones ride. I go, hey, is there a show? They go, oh, I'm so sorry. There's no show. I go, oh, OK. And I turn around and the guy goes, there's a guy behind me. He goes, what? There's no show. And I go, yeah, the show's canceled. And he goes, reason? Reason? And I go, I don't know, dude. I didn't ask. And he goes, huh? And I go, I don't work here, man. Okay? And then he goes, oh, whips his kid in the cart and goes, we got to figure something out. Storms off.
Oh, that's funny.
One, what did he think I was going to say? Two, reason. What was it? They're going to give him a reason. He'll go, I'll fix it.
That's
the
hilarious.
Ball doesn't work. I'll turn myself into a ball and chase Indy.
Reason? That's such a funny thing to say to anything.
Just to
if something you don't like is existing in the world, to just yell, reason?
It's
so off-putting and insane.
You can tell this man has just dealt with failures throughout the whole day, and it all came piling down on me.
That's so funny.
It was absolutely wild. And and the kid was in the stroller was so freaking happy.
Which is nice.
I made a discovery about kids.
What's that?
A little child's version of vaping is bubbles.
Really?
Yo, these kids go nuts for bubbles. If you give them, because they have the bubble shooters that just bubbles pump out of them, you never seen an addict, bro. These kids are shooting bubbles everywhere. I saw a parent take the bubble thing away. A kid had his first step to stand to walk to get the bubble machine. It was unbelievable.
That is wild.
These kids, literally, they could not stop doing the bubbles. And Disney's walking around selling things kids are addicted to everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You should have seen the crowds around the bubble machines.
I mean, I wasn't a bubbles kid. Were you?
No. I mean, I
guess, but they also didn't have like machine gun bubbles. When I was a kid, it was bubbles. You had to create your own.
Because when we were kids, bubbles was like rolling your own cigs.
Yeah,
now they're
yeah.
just, you could smoke them indoors.
I see.
Now they're just pumping bubbles.
Yeah.
Who wants a... Yeah, of course they didn't visit Florida back in the day because they had to take a horse and carriage. Now we got planes.
Yeah.
That's what these bubble machines are. These kids are addicted to bubbles. Not only playing with them, but literally putting them in their face and just blowing bubbles all over their bodies. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Your nephew had a bubble machine? Or he wasn't allowed?
He got a bubble
machine. He got a bubble machine?
My nephew got everything he wanted.
Yeah.
He lived the dream.
That's nice.
My nephew.
And he's going to be obsessed with Disney. How could you not be?
Well, here's the thing. So they always try to make these magical moments.
Yes. They did that for me.
Of course they try. And
when I told them, they were like, who are you traveling with? And I said, I'm here alone, actually. And then the guy felt bad. Then
I would feel bad.
He gave me two free days park hoppers, which was $400 worth.
Expensive.
That's how much he felt bad. And he was like, this is a magical moment. And I was like, all right. Yeah. They always tell you. Because well, actually, we just had a magical moment happen, and you're going to get 2 free park hoppers. And I was like, all right, yeah, that's magic for sure.
Yeah, they let my sister and her my brother-in-law cut a line, and they go, this is a magical moment.
Yeah, that's
it's so funny to remind people that they're getting something nice.
Yeah.
It's very funny to me.
And the Disney, they love it. They're like, it's collecting a rare card or token is a Disney adult when they go, I had a magical moment when I went this time.
You go and you get a magical moment. You're searching for that every single time that you go. It's actually unfair.
Yeah.
But I also want to say this about you being alone as an adult. So I was an adult and there were moments I was by myself. Parents, when they go to Disney, need to stop apologizing for their kids acting like kids. I'm the one who's at fault for being an adult. You do not need to apologize because your kid's yelling, having a great time.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you do not need to apologize that your kid's blowing bubbles. You do not even need to apologize that your kid pulled on my pants.
No, I agree.
Because I am the one infiltrating.
I'm in the kid's zone, 100%.
How many adults were worried about children's behavior? Do not. This is the moment to let them smile and yell and have like the shushing parents would do to their kids to respect me. You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
I came into their world. This is where they get to have joy.
I think parents view them, like how much they can get their kids to shut up and fall in line, they view as a reflection of themselves. And they, no matter whether you're there or not, I think it's just they don't want to prove to the world that they can have kids that behave in Disney World.
Bro,
but it's like you're paying all this money for them to scream of enjoyment.
You cannot.
It's gonna happen.
The amount of parents that were trying to like push down their children's joy because it was too much was absurd. I saw a group of 3 mothers sitting at a table trying to just calm their kids down because of how much fun they were having eating funnel cake.
No, that should be what you're paying for.
You are.
That's
paying
what the
for.
Whole thing is.
Yes.
Let the kids have some fun.
It's truly. Let them joy. Let them scream. Yeah. This is not a place for adults. You do not apologize to me. I apologize to you.
Yeah. No, it is. It is strange. I would go. My friend used to work for Disney for years after college, and he would be able to get me free park passes. Be able to get at the time it was Fast Pass that was also free, and he would just get a bunch of like Fast Pass coupon
which
things
is great.
That you could cut the lines, and I would feel bad. I'm walking around.
Yeah.
I got a $100 flight out of Trenton, New Jersey. He got me half off.
What flight is in Trenton?
There's a Trenton airport. There would be like cheap flights out of Trenton, New Jersey to Orlando.
Really?
Yeah. And I would get half off the hotels because my friend worked there. So I would go. I would go to Food and Wine. I would go maybe for like a day in the parks. And I'm like, I feel so bad. These people saved up their life savings to be able to do this. And I'm just like, all right, I'm kind of bored. What should I do now?
I know.
Go on Space Mountain again without having to wait in line? Like,
yeah.
Like, you feel like you have a little bit of, these people saved up their whole lives to do this, and I'm not appreciating it enough.
It's I understand why adults go, but it is disrespectful that adults go to Disney.
Yeah.
It's just.
Now, I mean, the kids, the people that it does give them happiness, it's like, all right, yeah, they got addicted to this thing at a young age.
Yeah.
You can't blame them, like what we were saying before.
I mean.
That's what it is. That's why they're going.
I mean, all Disney is the pill epidemic for losers.
Yeah, a little less, more accessible.
I would say,
way more expensive.
Who's worse?
You can't just get a hit.
Who's worse?
Quickly.
Disney or Big Pharma? Yeah, this is a question I have.
It is. How exploitative it is makes it that.
It's truly, I was sitting there and I was like, I knew straight up addicts in Staten Island that had more chill than these Disney adults.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know. I guess at the core of Disney is like good art. And at the core of the pill epidemic is like hopefully to take pain away from super, like,
yes.
A little bit different.
Yeah, it's. Thank you.
But.
Yes, I'm being ridiculous.
No, I know. I know.
Okay, I know the difference. I mean, it does spread. My nephew had so many moments that he was smiling.
That is
smiling
cute.
Smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, so pill addicts smile too.
No, we don't smile.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh.
You feel so good that you don't even make a
need
face.
To smile. Interesting. All right.
But there was like such so many like beautiful moments, and after every ride, he was like, "This is my favorite. This is my favorite."
That's cute.
And I felt like It wouldn't have been worth it to, for me if I wasn't with him.
No, 8 days?
I just in general.
Yeah,
I,
yeah,
even
yeah.
Even like one day.
No, yeah, yeah.
Like part of the joy for me of going to Disney was seeing a child experience joy.
That's nice.
I think that was beautiful. I mean, I wasn't with him for half a day, and he was like, he liked to give speeches at the every dinner. And he goes, I'm happy that Uncle Bob made it after missing yesterday, half of yesterday.
God, he missed God. You.
He did.
Yeah, I'm sure he missed you.
He did. And I think that I like spent, and I was on good behavior, no cursing, no nothing.
That's you good.
Know? Like I,
that's hard.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, you got into it quick. And then at nighttime, there was a hot tub at my hotel.
Oh, great.
One, it was only, I only got into it one night because I was busy, right? But a hot tub should be a sacred place where children aren't allowed.
Okay. You'll give them everywhere else.
I will give, in Disney World, I will give the children everything they want. What I don't want is them to be in the hot tub. There was literally 5 feet away from me, slides with waters that will dump buckets of water on your head, sprinklers that would spray everywhere. What did I want to do? I wanted to sit in a hot tub in my shorts, arms on the side, talking business with a bunch of adults I didn't know.
You talk with random strangers in the hot tub?
Of course. That's what a hot tub's for.
It is in a lot of ways.
And my nipples are just on the level that you can see half of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm talking to a stranger about financial stuff. I'm talking to them about what it was like for 9/11 to happen. And you know what I don't need? A kid jumping into the center of the hot tub.
Yeah.
A hot tub should not, children should not be allowed.
We have 9/11 business to attend to at this hot tub right now.
What hurt me more, 9/11 or when I'm trying to talk about 9/11 in a hot tub and a child's jumping in? I don't know.
Yeah.
As a New Yorker, it's hard to tell. It has to, we have to set aside places that I could just breathe.
Yes.
And a hot tub. I officially want to make a declaration that bouncers should be at hot tubs.
Okay.
That we need to be checking IDs for hot tubs.
16.
21 and older.
21. I think the like legal age is advising 16, I believe. 15 maybe.
There was children that couldn't swim
in the hot tub.
In the hot tub.
Yeah. I wouldn't want my kid in a hot tub like that.
And they're splashing in the hot tub and the kid keeps jumping and splashing on my face. And the woman goes, oh, you don't mind, don't you?
That's wild. That's the opposite of what you were talking about. People apologizing in the parks.
The one place that I thought was sacred.
You don't mind, don't you?
I couldn't believe
it. Hey, nice to meet you.
That's why I went in one day.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Because if it's, that's, I might as, I literally, then the next day filled my bathtub up and sat in the tub.
I went in every night. I have a bottle of wine every night and I was pouring myself wine with a cup.
That was not the
And there was no children at all. I was also going in at like 11 p.m.
The hot tub closed at like 10.
This one was 24 hours, which was nice.
So that was probably
damn, more. That's annoying.
Yeah, I couldn't. Because there needs to be a place. When I went to Disney, there was a place called Pleasure Island.
There was. There used to be.
And you couldn't. You had to be 18 to go there. And it's where adults got to leave Disney and go, fuck. Animals can't talk. We're all going to die sad.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to rack up a credit card bill, but it's going to be on Patron shots. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of a plushie that you're going to rip apart by accident. And there wasn't any of that in this Disney that I experienced.
Yeah.
Even the bars. There was a jazz bar, and it was filled with crying, screaming kids.
That's tough.
And I as everyone knows, I was respectful to them in the parks.
Yes.
We need Disney, if you hear me, we need to set it 18 plus.
There needs to be some areas. Yeah.
Do I want a strip club in Disney?
My friend who worked at Disney would always talk about how that would be such a good idea. Right outside. You can never do it in Disney.
It would.
Right outside. He's talked about it many times.
I mean, I'm not.
He worked there for 2 years. He's a pretty business minded guy. He does well for himself. And yeah.
I'm not talking.
This has always been his thing.
I'm talking everyone. It should be for men and women. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, he
you
would
want.
Say you dress up as the characters.
100%.
You get a sexy Aladdin, a sexy Jasmine. You get everybody.
You get it would clean up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get a sexy, you spent all day in the parks, you're exhausted, then you go to this place and you rub a lamp a few times and a guy pops out and he's shaking his penis in your face, it would kill.
Yeah, it would kill.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. Yeah, it would crush.
It would, I don't understand why there's not a market for the adults at Disney to go. Because I know that there's something inside of them that wants to go wild.
There is definitely that. There is definitely a lot of people on Tinder at Disney World.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that are trying to cheat on their significant others that are on Tinder or at Disney World. I know that's a big trend also. But I guess at the core, this country is conservative. We're a conservative country, and Disney is reflective of that country, and they don't ever want
every so often
to have that brand. That is not, that cannot be associated, because it would piss off these people that are conservative to such a level that it wouldn't be worth their bottom line.
It wouldn't.
Yeah.
It would. Every so often I was walking around the park, because as I walked around the park, I just thought about how much I don't want kids.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It didn't make you at all be like, I want to have a kid.
I got to share those magical moments with my nephew.
Yes.
That's the magic moment. You
that's
know what
good.
I mean?
You're like, good on that. Good you don't need that for your own.
I didn't have to deal with the hard moments, you know?
Yes.
I just get the nice moment. How beautiful
Which
is that?
Which is nice, yeah.
Being an uncle is so freaking nice.
That is nice.
I literally get the magical moments. And if something, if there's a moment where something's going wrong,
I love
who's gonna pee now?
That's
I gotta pee, right?
Yeah.
I'm out of that. I just kept thinking, how lucky am I that I will never have to deal with the struggles of bringing a child to Disney, and I just get to experience it secondhand, and then he goes in his room and I go in mine.
Yeah.
I did not have to put him in bed at night. I did not have to wake him up in the morning.
Yeah, it's nice. All the pros, none of the cons. This is how I feel about being an older cousin. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with the negatives. I have 10. I think I'm at this point, I have 13 younger cousins that I grew up very close with. And it's really nice. I loved going on vacation with my younger cousins. Yeah. I take them to the movies. You do little things here and there. But they start to argue or bicker a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, we're driving home now.
Yes.
Especially you have me taking a few kids out. It's like, all right, then I'm getting really seeing what it's like to have kids a little bit.
Yeah, it's
when you would spend, I would spend like 4 hours with three kids and just me. It's like, oh, yeah, this is, you got to do a lot. There's a lot going on.
There is a lot.
Because one on one is good too. That's also, easy. It's nice there was only one kid.
Easy. Yeah.
But inter kid relations is when it also starts to get like, because they start arguing over like nonsense.
Kids are wild. I saw one little girl in a princess dress, karate kick a corn dog out of another little girl dressed as Belle.
And it's hard not to be supportive of that or laugh. Because that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I had to turn around.
I know. What are you supposed to do? As somebody, like a parent, and how am I not supposed to laugh?
You don't even know.
That would be horrible.
The parent hits the little girl that goes, hey.
Yeah, what are you
and hits the little girl that karate kicks. That little girl picks up the corn dog, literally licks it clean, and hands it back to her sister.
How are you not supposed to call your best friend and be like, yo, you're never going to believe what my kid just did in fucking Disney World?
And the girl's like, oh, it's dirty, so I'll lick it clean?
Yeah.
And then hands it, and then it was all good.
Yeah, yeah.
It was truly.
No. That's why I like kids. They're hilarious.
And
they have no filter.
They're fun.
And they experience joy. Like, they experience their emotions so purely in all directions.
And they'll tell you if they don't like something.
Yep, quickly. So honest.
And so I think one thing, so there's these characters there that are like face and no face, right? What's the exact terminology? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Like the ones that wear the masks and that don't wear masks. And they say never meet your heroes. But I think that you can meet your heroes if they don't speak.
Yes.
To meet Mickey Mouse and all they do is go.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can meet any of your heroes.
Don't learn your hero's opinions.
Yes.
That should be the thing.
You know what? I would love to meet Billy Joel if he couldn't speak and he just kind of made emotional. If he just went.
Yeah.
If just he just spoken, blew kisses at me.
Yeah, yeah. Or just catchphrases.
They don't even speak.
Oh.
The ones with the masks on don't even speak.
They can't speak.
They can't speak. So they just exist in an emotion.
Yeah.
And so they can't ruin anything for a child.
Yeah. No, that's by design.
It was truly, I understand. I think we could all, I wish more celebrities took notes from these masked characters.
Some do, yeah.
Some do.
Yeah, which is, you're right.
DiCaprio does.
Yeah.
And all the nonsense that is shared about him, he's not putting it out in the world.
I know, good on Leo. And increasingly, like, make small content, make YouTube. There's such this culture that's outside of the traditional media now. To do like a Vanity Fair interview or my lie detector test or a Snapchat thing. It would be good for the promo for the thing. He's not doing any of that shit. He's not like, I'm not, you're not going to fool me. You're not going to get me talking.
And to me,
which is good. Don't get him talking. He knows. Which is great. He knows. You don't want me to be talking.
Because even like you meet like the princesses and stuff like that, they'll say stuff you're like, oh, what are you talking about? You know?
Yeah.
Because they're just people.
Yeah.
But people that don't talk are almost flawless.
Yeah. I mean, for absolute full admiration.
You're not going to change.
Pure admiration. It's impossible to purely admire someone. People do have flaws, and you have to. There's nuance to human relationships.
Yes. Why aren't mall Santa Clauses wearing masks?
Yeah.
Why aren't they wearing masks?
Yeah.
We don't need them talking.
The best mall Santas don't say anything. They just say, oh, ho, ho, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. What do you want for Christmas? Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, they say ho, nothing. Ho, ho. If you ever play a character, say as little as possible because you could only ruin things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like watching that because some of the characters, like, they're people. And I get them saying stuff. Also, to be a character at Disney feels like a very hard job.
Oh, yeah. All of it's hard.
To watch Cinderella just stand there for we waited in line to meet her. To watch her smile over and over and over again and never drop, I felt bad for her.
Because you know what that's like.
I don't, because I get to speak my mind.
That's true.
I was like telling my family, I'm like, I could never do that.
No.
I can't keep my mouth shut about anything.
No.
Someone comes up to me, I'll make fun of them.
Yeah.
She can't.
No, it's hard. And it's this made up prestige that makes her want to do it.
And then you leave, and then you're not Cinderella.
No, but you are. For the rest of your life, I was Cinderella in Disney World.
You know.
That's what it is. It's a made-up prestige that doesn't exist.
You know that that's what's going to be said as they're old.
Forever.
You know, Grandma used to play Belle.
At Disney World, yeah.
Can I tell you this? Some of the hottest people I saw... the Ugly Stepsisters.
Really?
Oh, they were so hot. I couldn't believe it. Those are right up my alley, both of them. I couldn't believe it. Everyone was like, oh, look at Belle, look at Jasmine. I was like, the Ugly Stepsisters are kind of two pieces.
Yeah.
We got two little pieces walking over here.
That's fun.
We could talk about Disney food for a moment.
What'd you think?
What I think. It's like if someone's like, let's make mall food fun.
Okay.
Let's put twists on mall food, except for the sit-down restaurants, which were delicious.
Yes.
I had a couple of very delicious, like, sit-down restaurant meals. But, like, the stuff that you buy at, like, the carts are like, oh, let's take a different type of cuisine and make it American.
Okay. Interesting.
Like, let's take egg rolls and stick cheeseburgers in it.
Oh, yeah. They do, yeah.
They do shit like that.
Yes.
You know what
I
mean?
It's like American, we want you to feel like you're a little exotic.
That's exactly it.
Close to home, but a little exotic.
That's what I mean by
which is
mall
just
food.
Like, yeah, it's not that great.
No.
The best restaurant in Disney that is like so prestigious, impossible to get a reservation, a place called the California Grill. And they just do like flatbreads and have sushi on the menu.
Of course.
And it's just like, this isn't as, you live in New York City, like this is not at all out of the box.
But when you're there.
But this is America is coming.
Yes.
It's a lot of middle America.
They make like, I don't want to say, they make like food from different countries Americanized.
Yes.
Which is great. They like, I'll give an example. I had sushi that was in the shape of a donut.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're trying to do.
And someone goes,
is there cream cheese in it?
Well, I know what a donut is, so maybe just today I'll try this sushi thing, okay? Egg roll, I've never had one of those before. Oh, it's a cheeseburger. Oh, might as well try that.
Yeah.
Oh, chicken tikka masala. Whoa, no, I cannot. Wait, it's just fried chicken fingers? That's what it is.
Yeah, that's that. They're trying to get middle America a little bit, feel a little bit more adventurous.
And they do.
Yeah, I guess.
Middle America feels free there.
Yeah.
There's no
even not even people on Staten Island that don't
oh, 100%.
Venture out of their Italian American.
I mean,
cuisine.
I never had Indian food or stuff like that till I came to, was on my own in the city. Yeah, you know? It was like, it was like definitely not adventurous in that regard. I'm lucky that I came to Manhattan and
100%
a place where I got to try a lot of different cuisines like that. But it is very much that. But the desserts are great.
It is good. I think they do a good job with a lot of the food.
They do. I'll tell you,
especially the sit down. And then when they do the food festival, the food is incredible.
The sit down was nice.
Yeah,
we were
there's some good places.
The sit down food was and the desserts. My sister did so much research.
That's nice.
And she really like nailed it on a bunch of the like treats to get like secrets little treats.
That's nice.
It was there was a couple of desserts that were out of this world.
Nice.
Yeah, I really. Yeah, I mean, overall Disney was great.
Really.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I had a really good time. I went on almost all the rides. You
yeah,
know?
It's fun. Like they do some of the rides are really cool.
Yeah,
I like the attention to detail.
Everything
of the
is
show.
Detail.
It's I love a show.
Well, they Disney
and I like all of the aspects of a show, and they prioritize every single thing.
Disney shows you that detail will win.
It does.
It's not even like it's just detail will win.
Yes,
like, and that's what I think the adults notice, the kids absorb and don't notice.
Yes.
Because you do feel like you're in like a little Parisian pavilion, you know?
It is really cool.
Yeah, it
I
is.
I think they do a very good job of a lot of things. It's just hard for me to reward it because
of
the negatives. Also, and my relationship kind of hit the tipping point when they started charging for rides.
Well, they charge for rides and you wait outside the ride lines now, so then you spend more money walking around. It is the Church of Disney.
Yeah.
That's what we're fucking with right here.
I know.
It's which, the Church of Disney.
That's when I was, that was almost my farewell because I was like, I see where this is going and it's really going to be.
And it was packed.
Close to impossible for me to support this anymore, but I love it so much.
It was.
I have so much love for it, but it's just really hard to support.
It was so crowded. And they are
It was.
Very,
I can't believe it was so crowded
they
the
are
whole time.
Accessible. The people that work there are diverse, not only in Epcot, but like in all other places. They show like, which is great for little kids to see, I think.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, like, to see representation, they're good with that. Their rides are like accessible for everyone. You know what I mean?
No, they do.
Like there are people that are like forward thinking.
Yes,
at Disney
for sure.
Because they fucking have to be.
Yeah.
Like if you want to be a place of love, you have to be.
Yes, they're not as. Yeah, it's the bare minimum of progressiveness, I would say. And then there's so much conservativeness in the way that they run their business. That it's like not that when people are like Disney's so liberal, I'm like, what planet are you on?
Presenting,
yes, presenting, yes.
That's what it is.
But if you, yeah. But if you have any sense of business, you're like, they are not that
liberal.
They're
massive business
conglomerate corporation that is kind of ruthless, actually.
Yes, actually, wild.
It's yeah,
but
this is the bare minimum.
But that's what we see.
Two men can kiss. Ooh, whoa, crazy.
I know.
What?
So, and I talked about before, there was one thing I was nervous to have.
What?
The pickle.
Oh, I saw you eat it. It was a great memory of your life that you didn't want to revisit.
I didn't know if I should revisit it. And then one day I was like, I need to get this pickle.
To see if it's how you remembered.
And I ate the pickle. And it was so good.
I knew it would be. It's good.
It was.
The food is pretty good.
And I just want to say this. If I got so many messages about this damn pickle.
Oh, really?
And only from the hottest girls ever.
From the pickle specifically in Disney?
Girls that would never give me the time of day.
Okay.
Are sending me messages over this pickle.
Okay.
And I think if you want to know if a girl has hot girl energy, you ask them this question. Do you like pickles? If they say yes, they are a hot girl. It is exclusive across the board. Hot girls come in all shapes and sizes, but the one consistent thing is they love pickles. And I'm not doing an innuendo for penis.
Okay.
I am being pure about my pickle talk right now, okay? I am being pure because I was getting messages, is it half sour? Is it dill? Oh, how long is the, how's the brine? They are deep in the pickle game.
Interesting.
The one consistent thing I know about hot girls is that they love pickles.
Damn, I don't like pickles. I'm not a hot girl.
You are not.
I'm not.
And I am. And we've.
I've never been.
This is. You've never been.
You've always had. You've always been a hot girl. I've never have been.
I've never been closer to being a hot girl than wearing Mickey ears while drinking a Diet Coke and eating a pickle in Disney World.
Yeah, you're right.
I truly almost jerked off to myself. That was the hottest girl move I've ever done.
Nice. I don't know.
You don't know what to say?
No, I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say?
About you being a hot girl? Yeah, that's nice.
The one consistent thing I know about hot girls
is they all like pickles. So if they don't like pickles, they're not hot? Is it square circle?
No.
Square rectangle, I mean?
It's truly that hot girls like pickles. That's it.
Okay.
It's if you're hot, you like a pickle.
All right. Yeah, I'm not hot.
It's not sexual. A hot girl.
Hot girl.
You're not a hot girl.
No.
You don't give hot. I give off hot girl energy.
Yeah, you do.
I give off major hot girl energy.
I don't at all.
I think that actually, if I'm the hotter girl on the pod.
Yeah, definitely.
If one of us is a hot girl, one of us is able to push their tits together and jerk off to them.
You'd be surprised.
But that was truly.
I'm glad it was good. I'm glad you had it.
Oh God, it was truly remarkable, and I need to start buying whole pickles, because there's something about biting into a whole pickle that's enjoyable.
Yeah, I think I would maybe like a pickle like that. I don't like it on my sandwiches. Like, I don't like the sliced ones.
You like
I don't
cucumber.
Like.
You're gonna. I love
cucumber, and I like flavor.
I'm worried about you. We need to make sure that you're hot. So we need to get you into pickles. We need to do a half.
We need to wean me onto pickles.
We need to do like a half dill or something. Like something that's just like cucumbery. Maybe.
Okay.
Because you love cucumbers.
Yeah, no, I do. I liked pickled other things.
Like what?
I don't know. Pickled onions, pickled jalapenos, pickled.
Oh, yeah, I like pickled jalapenos.
There's like other things that get pickled, I feel like, that I've had on sandwiches and stuff that I do like. I just don't like pickles on sandwiches.
I feel you. So maybe we'll figure this out for you.
Yeah, I will. I will figure it out.
Because if I'm learning nothing, hot girls come in all shapes and sizes. They have all different attitudes. One thing that's consistent, they love pickles.
I love that.
So the magical thing that I want to talk about,
okay,
was, it wasn't, Disney didn't gift it to us, but my brother-in-law, with the kid, his boss found out he was going to Disney, and his boss, like, I guess it does well for himself. He goes, oh, I went to Disney. I did the VIP tour. Let me gift you and your family a VIP tour when you go to Disney.
Yeah.
Which is what celebrities do when they go to Disney. Thousands and thousands of dollars for 7 or 8 hours
of
an official tour guide taking you to places. And my brother-in-law could have done it just him, his wife, and the kid, but he included me in that.
Oh, it was?
The whole family.
Oh, the whole family.
Yes, but he could have just been like, oh, we'll just do it for my immediate family, you know?
Yeah. Which is nice.
It was very nice of him. And Robbie, this is how you do Disney.
I mean, I'm sure.
This is his name was Randy.
Okay.
He went to school, college, and continuously takes courses on how to be a good tour guide at Disney.
Wow. Hospitality is his career.
His career is how to treat people, right? Yes. On vacation. And you could feel it. I was part of it's amazing how often I get these tastes of 1%er life.
Okay. You do, sometimes.
All the time.
Okay.
More and more.
All the time.
I would say more and more since COVID.
Sure.
What, you're having trouble figuring out one other example?
Yeah.
You're having trouble?
Also, just like so much not. So much of your life is not even close to the 1%. I would say, and you struggle with certain things, like certain, but like it's just funny to be like, yeah, nope, since COVID. Been tasting that 1% life. Nice, yeah.
You're right. I'm literally so poor. I have so much.
That's just a lot of the conversations that we have. It's like, how are we trying to figure out a way to survive? Survival is a big topic for me and you.
No, no, no. I live the 1%er life on the regular.
They're not ever thinking about how am I surviving.
Nope. I'm never thinking about survival. I'm not worried.
All right, yeah, nice.
I can afford all the therapy. Yeah. I don't have to leave. I don't have to not go to certain doctors. I don't have a credit card. I am a 1%er.
Nice. I love it. Sure. Living that life.
I'm still in Disney mode. I'm still all right, in fantasy.
You're, all right. It's nice. You're still on this crazy vacation.
You know how I know I'm still in Disney mode? Because I went downstairs to get the mail today, and I saw my super, and I blew him a kiss.
That's fun.
Because I'm just used to blowing kisses to the characters.
I think for people like you and I who like to chit-chat with service workers and be like, humanize people that have those types of jobs, service jobs, Disney is a nice place because they will talk back, and they do appreciate it.
They do, but I did have an oopsie daisy at one scenario.
What did you do?
Oops. I went up to one. I always connect with my Italian roots until I was in the Norway booth, and then I was like, maybe these women are for me.
Okay.
And I go to.
Well, you also have Northern Europe roots too, right?
What do you mean?
Like Scandinavian roots.
That's what
you
I mean.
Have right next. Oh, yeah, yeah, that, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm connected with.
With the Norway. Okay.
Yeah.
The I'm side a, of you.
Yes,
I see.
I was connected with the Norwegian side of me, right?
Yes.
I go. And I go to one of them, and I go, oh, well, one. I'm like, what am I doing? I don't know. I'm on a family vacation.
Yeah,
I'm
but it's like, fun to do that. And that's something you like to do. That's what you should do on vacation. I love to talk to strangers, too. And like in Disney, the strangers have to talk back to you, and they have to engage with you.
They have to. I love that.
And that's what
I love that. They're held captive.
They kind of are.
They're held captive to make us feel like they want to chit-chat.
And they will laugh. And if like I think they'll laugh probably even if I don't say anything funny.
Oh my God, I had the scariest experience on the trip too.
Okay.
I'll get back to this Norway story. I had the scariest experience and I wish it upon no one.
Okay.
I heard someone laugh their real laugh for the first time and after a joke I said, they laughed their real laugh.
Oh, that's amazing. You know a fake laugh.
Well, someone laughed their real laugh and I looked at my brother-in-law, I go, wait, that's how you laugh? and he goes, yeah, and I go, oh no! And I literally had to walk away from the table. I was so upset.
You realize that they've been fake laughing at all your other jokes.
It ruined me.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
You got to catch them.
I was destroyed to discover. It was like they were faking an orgasm with me every time, and then they finally came.
That's funny.
And I couldn't enjoy that they finally really laughed. All I could think of, it was just like flashes of them fake laughing at my jokes.
Well, sometimes you in that setting, I could see you having some corny jokes. I think you're one of the funniest people on the planet. But in that setting, sometimes you're just like, you're just tossing out corny jokes.
I also discovered that I'm so good at a five-sentence relationship.
Yes.
I think I might be one of the best in the world at a five-sentence relationship. Do not get to know me. If you meet me, don't get to know me.
Okay.
Just talk to me for five sentences.
And it's the best.
It'll be the best experience you could have.
I could see that.
The more, for me, getting to know me is amazing. Slow down, fall.
They're just chasing that high.
It's
the same
the
thing.
High.
You're chasing that high of those first five sentences the whole time.
That's it. I crush these first five sentences. I'm like able to do the first five sentences so well that everyone's just be like, no, wait, I know he's got it in him. I know he's got it in him. Hey, what's going on, everybody? We are very excited to have our sponsors back with us, Sunset Lake CBD. You know them. You love them. They have so many great products over there. We are excited to be working with them again. Sunset Lake is a great brand. If you want to check out some CBD, they have so many great products from I just used some of the body lotion right before the episode, and the whole room instantly smelled like mentholy, right?
Yeah, it smells good. The lotion's nice.
It's so powerful, that beautiful smell. You gonna use some now?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm smelling it.
I almost thought you were gonna put it in your nose.
No.
It's like that thing. Oh, if you smell your hand and you're a loser, you have some on your nose, bro. Wipe your face. Sunset Lake has so many great products. Check out. They have oils. They got lotions. They got those Good Vibe gummies. If you're really looking to chill, they're really good. Very, very mild for people that aren't experienced in partaking in extracurricular activities, which I really enjoy. Also, if you use the promo code LOUD, 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 you get 20% off your entire purchase. So if you're looking for some sleep gummies, if you're looking for some lotion, some some rub for some sore muscles or just getting a little funky with those good vibes, use the promo code LOUD at Sunset Lake CBD to get 20% off your entire purchase. Beautiful. All right, back to the show. So there I am at the Kringle Krangle place in Norway, which is a Norwegian bakery. I walk up to the counter. Let me get two rolls. Let me get two of those twisties. I order about 6 to 7 pastries.
Okay.
I'm with only my sister, but who knows what the woman's thinking, you know? I wouldn't put it past them. And then I go to her. I go, you're from Ustenberg. I go, cool. She goes, do you know where that is? I go, no, where's that? She goes, bye. And then says like two major cities in Norway. I go, awesome. Love it. She goes, you know them? And I have to go, yeah. And then she goes, she goes, that's amazing. Have you been? I go, I don't know them. I got caught in a lie with the Norway employee.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. You're feeling good, I guess.
I was feeling great. And I got caught in the lie with the Norway.
You
got
to have some reference.
When someone asks you you just got to say yes sometimes.
Yeah. Or not. Or don't pry.
I shouldn't have pried.
You're trying to. That was bad. That was bad small talk.
I would say I was great at small talk. I got thrown because I realized that I found her very cute and
couldn't flirt.
I ordered 6 to 7 pastries and now I'm asking about Gusseldorf.
Yeah, that wasn't your best flirting.
Nah. And then I go, I'll just do two Coke Zeros. I'll just do two Coke Zeros.
Wait, so you didn't even get the pastries?
No, I was scared.
Oh, my.
My sister did that.
Oh.
I go,
She handled it. Okay.
She handled it.
Yeah.
Truly, one of the longest lines, and how you know that they have a great quality product, how you know that what this is so valuable and so good, that one of the longest lines in Disney World is Starbucks. That's how you know Starbucks is so damn good that when you go, here's your options when you walk into Epcot. You could either go into a giant ball made out of triangles. You could fly with Guardians of the Galaxy. You could go meet Mickey, or you could get a coffee.
Good coffee is better than... also just don't have good coffee there. Starbucks is the best coffee.
Oh, the gates, the rope drops. People are running to the Starbucks.
Yeah.
The line at a Disney Starbucks is out the door. And that is just a testament to how good a product they are putting out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Starbucks, but it's just better than anything that you're going to get.
It's truly a good cup of coffee is so important.
Yeah.
That literally, I think that like you could put it in any scenario and there's going to be a line out the door.
Yes.
For a good cup of coffee.
Yes.
You could be selling coffee at an orgy and there'd be a line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truly.
Good coffee goes a long way, especially this country. It's just like we need good coffee.
If I die and go to heaven and there's not a Starbucks there, I go, they haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
They haven't figured it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's how you know Starbucks is so good. So we got to do the VIP, like the 1%.
Nice.
And this was, I said, one of the best. I texted my family. One of the best days ever.
That's nice.
It was one of the best days I've ever had.
That's really nice.
It was amazing.
Money can buy happiness.
Disney is proof that money can buy happiness.
It can buy a little bit of it.
Disney is
proof.
It can
definitely buy a little bit.
It's not going to cure your relationship with your family. It's not going to cure
yourself.
A disease. It's not going to make you feel better, but it can make you forget about it for 7 to 8 hours.
Yes. Especially if it's you're getting treated to things and you're not don't have. Well, that's somebody that has a horrible relationship to the world, as if they're just expecting that level of stuff all the time. And they have no sense of what happens in the world and no appreciation.
I know. It's almost a blessing. They should only give it. Things like this should only be given to people under a certain income level.
Yeah, that can appreciate it.
Because my whole family was blown away.
Yeah, which is nice. It's how you should be.
But you know that most of his tours aren't like that.
And they just expect it.
Uh-huh.
Which is horrible.
Truly, we go on this. You just walk onto every line. They took us from park to park in like a van. They offer us snacks and a step stool to get into the van.
Yeah.
They hold umbrellas as we walked.
That's wild.
There was like people waiting at the vans with umbrellas to make sure that as we got in that we didn't get wet on the steps.
Yeah, I went.
And then gave us free ponchos.
Wow.
And
I went with my cousin who actively had cancer. So we went as Make-A-Wish family.
Uh-huh.
And they were really nice.
Yeah.
It was definitely an elevated experience. It was something I never experienced in Disney, but it probably wasn't this.
Yeah, because I'll tell you this. Money trumps cancer.
Yeah. Money does trump cancer.
In Disney language.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It was, we didn't have to wait on any lines. They were very sweet to him. It was very cute. I rode the rides with him. The badge, you literally wait in no lines the whole trip, which is cute. But it's not.
If
ponchos and umbrellas.
If there's a
tier of hospitality, and we got below this.
If there's one Mickey ice cream bar there, and there's one person that paid thousands of dollars, and one little kid with cancer, Disney's going to give it to the person
that paid
that.
It's going to the VIP,
It's unfortunate, but the truth.
It's going to Adam Sandler's son. That's what it is.
So... it's just, so we got to go in all the back entrances. We walked like behind the parks to see like, I got to see like what it was there.
Okay.
Which was truly, we couldn't take photos.
Oh, wow.
I felt like I was in the Vatican again.
Yeah.
The two places you can't take photos. The holy country of the Vatican City ends behind Disney closed doors.
And Soho House, Miami, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I walk in, it's so nice.
Fucking bullshit. I take
like a general picture of a pool, I guess. And my sister's like, whoa, you're not supposed to take pictures. She was taking pictures of me. She's like, you want to take a picture maybe of a person that you're there with, but you can't just take a picture.
Well, I will say this. Just pointing a camera towards a pool in general.
No, I know. I shouldn't maybe
pool
do.
In general.
I'm like, the aesthetic of it all.
I know.
I shouldn't have done that.
I get it. It's like you don't take pictures of general people at the beach.
Yeah. I guess you shouldn't do that.
No, because
which is what I was basically doing.
Yeah,
but I wasn't thinking of it. Yeah, I wasn't thinking of it.
So maybe.
But my sister wasn't wrong.
No, so you can take photos, just not out.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Of strangers.
Of strangers, yes.
That's a good rule.
General setting. You can't take a picture of the setting.
You can take a picture of you.
Of a person, yeah. That's the only other person in the picture.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, not the worst.
And we got to walk, so we got to see all the back, and they took us, because we were able to park hop from one to another, and stuff like, we walked onto the Star Wars ride, we did the Star Wars ride, we walk off, he's waiting there with, like, the Star Wars water bottles, and, like, a Wookiee cookie.
Okay.
Which is like a favorite cookie in the park.
For all of you guys.
Yeah.
That's nice.
We go on like a Mickey and Minnie's adventure. He goes, how's the movie? Movie's not complete without popcorn. He's just standing there with trays of popcorn for us.
Wow. So hospitality at its highest degree.
At its highest degree. And at a certain point, I picked up on what the vibes were.
Yeah.
So I dropped this before we go on to Tower of Terror. I go, because we're going to do the fireworks at the end of the night. Because
you did Fantasmic?
It's a different one now.
What?
I don't know. There's one in Epcot and one in Magic Kingdom. We watched both of them.
Oh, you did both.
Not that night.
Not the Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios is the show. It's like on.
No, that's not the show. We're talking about the fireworks.
In a river type of, or lake thing.
Yes, no.
That's like fireworks, but also every single. Villain. That was my favorite because it's every character. It's all the characters, the heroes versus the villains. And it was like a big, the MCU before the MCU crossover event.
They all came together.
Yeah. And I would love that as a kid.
No, I'm talking about the fireworks at the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
By the castle. We get, like, so you get to walk on the rides, and then you get VIP access, which means that, like, in one of those little park areas, they rope it off so only certain people could sit there as everyone else is squished together.
And which doesn't make you feel good. Maybe it does.
Sure.
You don't feel shitty about that? Like it's because you're not that.
I've spent spent 6 days of doing
being the
that.
Other. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I did not feel shitty about that.
Yeah, okay.
Why am I gonna? No, I did not feel shitty at all. Because every other day I've been in the mob.
Damn, Sebastian gets to the 1%. He immediately forgets what it was like.
Immediately,
I'm here.
Immediately.
Yeah, make sure they move. Actually, he just coughed on me.
I go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, those kids up there, they make a little too much noise. Can you, I don't know, just throw them away?
Yeah. 2 days earlier, he's like, you don't have to apologize for your kids being kids.
I know. And I was acting like a kid, too.
That's fun.
That was.
That's what the whole point is.
Like a teenage kid in the bedroom. My dad said one night, he goes.
Not even a cute kid.
No, I was like farting. Like a 12-year-old. I was farting. I bought like a Donald Duck thing that I put in my mouth that quacks.
Oh, no.
And my mom's like, give me that. Give me that. You're so annoying. All you do is the Donald Duck thing and you're farting. I go, Mom, don't tempt me. I'll stick this up my ass. I'll be quacking all over the room.
They don't think it's funny.
No, but I'm over there.
It's not funny to them. It's
annoying. I'm walking around pretending I'm going to stick the Donald Duck call in my ass, quacking across the room. And my parents, like, who is this 34-year-old son we have that's walking around, quack, quack, and sticking his ass out?
He's like, I can't wait to talk about this on my podcast. My podcast will love this.
I don't even think anyone will love it. I think only I like it.
People will think it's funny.
Oh, God, if I only had the balls to stick it in my ass in front of my mom and start quacking. But I knew it would have been ruined.
Yes.
And I don't know when I might want to quack. So I know I get the vibe that we get what we want from this guy. So before we go on Tower of Terror, which I loved.
It's fun.
One of my faves.
Did your nephew go on it?
Loved it.
Oh, really?
He loved everything.
Oh, that's so fun. He likes rides.
Yeah, he loved them. And he would just go, it's a tower of terror. Before he was even on it,
really?
he would just go, I'm terrified. He's like, that's so much fun. Braver than me.
That's fun that he loves it so much and is into the rides. That makes it so much more enjoyable for everybody.
It was enjoyable to watch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, I mean, for me and my sister are joking that Tower of Terror for me is the original laxative, because as you know, I would work myself up so much that I would have diarrhea for days.
You'd be afraid to go on.
Just thinking about the idea of the drop.
Yeah.
We kept going.
I didn't go on the first time I went. I didn't go on the second time. I didn't probably go on Tower of Terror until I was 11, 12 years old.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go on Tower of Terror, and I go, oh, we're gonna head to the fireworks, do a couple of rides, and then go to the fireworks after this. And he's like, yeah, it's gonna be great. I go, yeah. The other night we saw the Epcot fireworks; they were great. But I was walking around and looking for like one of those Mickey ice creams. I couldn't find it. There was only soft serve. I was really dying to watch the fireworks with the Mickey ice cream.
He goes, I know what my training has taught me to do with that information.
And it was so heavy.
I took a grad class about that request.
it was so heavy-handed, Robin.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so, I was like, well,
I'm not going to ask for it, but it sure would be nice.
I was like talking like me until then. I'll be like, and then he was like, how'd you like the Epcot fireworks? I would go, well, golly, mister, it was pretty all right, except I wanted an ice cream ball, but I couldn't have one. I instantly was like playing into it. I go, but I'll never get to have an ice cream ball while watching the fireworks.
Yeah, that's funny.
And so, of course, he brings the ice cream bar. And as soon as I did that and he walked away, I go, Lene, I just told him I want ice cream for the fireworks. I just said I wanted ice cream for the fireworks. And she goes, shh, he's right behind us. She goes, you're so loud. I go, yeah. I just told him I want an ice cream bar for the fireworks. He's going to get us ice cream for the fireworks.
That's funny. That is fun.
And it was truly beautiful. It was nice to go with my family. We haven't gone on a family vacation in 17 years.
Yeah, that is nice.
I don't think we'll do something like this again.
No.
Just realistically, my parents are getting older. It's hard to, you know.
What would you do too?
Nothing. Yeah, this was the only place
that's
like
the pinnacle
that fits the Venn diagram of a 5-year-old to a 69-year-old. You know,
yeah,
yeah,
it is nice.
Yeah, so I was happy because it was really on the fence if I was going to this thing because I'm stressed about my living. And
I was gonna say, if money can't buy you a little bit of happiness, we probably won't be friends. If your life is so good that money can't buy you a little bit of happiness, I don't know if we relate to each other.
Yeah.
Like a really nice 5-star meal isn't going to make you happier.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like at a certain level, me and you ate at that restaurant
and
it was expensive as hell. We were happy as pigs and shit. Like if at a certain level, money isn't going to buy you a little bit of happiness. I'm not saying it makes you everything.
But also
just can't relate then.
You and I do a good job of like giving in. Once the money's gone, let's enjoy.
100%.
Some people don't have that.
But that's what you were saying in Disney, that people are just the whole time on Karen behavior because they feel owed.
I told my parents, and I said, and I think Steve Gray told me, he's like, if you're going to go, enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I did. I did that. I didn't for a second. Wasn't That's good. Like, I wasn't stressed about it. I mean,
he went with his family, too. He did the same thing.
I fucking muted you.
Yeah.
You bring up finance, I go, mute.
Not right now.
Not here. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. Right?
So, I mean, but that's, I think I had a great time, and it was nice. And I felt, you know why I feel so much closer to my dad, too, after going away with him to Europe and going to Toronto with him. And it's
nice. You guys are friends.
Yeah, yeah. We really have a nice thing. I'm friends with my sisters, and me and my mother have something going on.
Positive, negative.
It's all over the board. Okay. She would do this thing that would annoy the shit out of me. We would come home from the park, and she would go. There was one bathroom, right? So she'd go in the bathroom, and I'd lie on the bed, and then she'd lie on her bed, and she'd go, oh, I had to brush my teeth. I don't know how someone could just not instantly brush their teeth when they got home after a long day in the park. I would feel disgusting.
That's annoying. Yeah, you got to be like, say what you want to say.
I know. And
Please, just say what you want to say, Ma. You think I'm gross? I'm gross.
I mean, literally she was in the bathroom and I was locked. It's not like I wasn't brushing my teeth in the morning and night.
Yeah.
And I go, yes, Mom, you're better than me. She goes, I wasn't saying that.
Yes, you were. Yeah.
She was.
Yeah, that's funny.
She would say,
this is what you do for a living, is what? Tell people to identify root behaviors that
she doesn't know what
are
I do.
Projecting.
My parents have no idea what I do for a living.
I don't think, do they My understand what it is?
My parents thought I just got high and pretended.
No, I don't think that's so funny. It's like, all right, what does this character feel in this moment? How can we do this in other ways? That's like a lot of what you do.
My mother would say
identify
I
that.
Bad emotional intelligence.
Really?
Yeah, or critical
That's
function.
That's wild to me.
I know. My mom has
no
idea.
No, what is she? Executive.
Executive function or whatever she says.
Executive function. But that's different than being able to identify what people are trying to say and root behavior of that kind of stuff.
Maybe. But my mom has her own things.
Of course.
She.
Of course.
Yeah, but that's okay. But we still have a nice time. I still got, no one in my life loves me as much as my mother. There's such a deep love that she has for me.
That's nice.
And it's actually disgusting how much she loves me more than my sisters.
All right. Now I don't even. And what?
I just, like, she went around the table being like, thanking people for everything they did for the trip. It's almost a joke. She goes, and she's like, and Carly, you did this, and Linnea, you planned for hours, and Sebastian, you're here. And she was the happiest because I was just there.
That's sweet.
Just me being, I need to do nothing. It's actually disgusting. The bar needs to be raised a little bit for me.
Yes, yes.
I would love the bar to be raised.
No, but I don't disagree in the fact that you're a 34-year-old single man who gave a week of his life to go to Disney World.
It
could have been a trip that was just.
I could have gone to Italy.
Yes. It could have been a trip that was your sister's family.
Head from a girl that doesn't that barely speaks English, that we meet on a deeper soul level, and she comes back, and I marry her.
Yes, you could do that. That's for sure in the table.
But
on
instead, I met Eeyore.
You met Eeyore, and a lot of his friends.
I met Eeyore as
No, you gave up the most. Even a trip with like your twin, who also loves Disney. And she's there with her husband and her net. It's like a different trip for them. They have their own room.
Yes.
That's a nice trip. Like, yeah. For you, you gave up the most. I think you being there was probably. I'm not even.
So in contention to loving me the most is Robbie and my mother, neck and neck. Both arguing.
You called me and whatever when I was with my sister and we were talking. And I was telling my sister a lot of people are obsessed with you. Romantically, and she goes, I mean, how could you not be? I go, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, what's up, Jackie?
she's like, yeah, I mean, how could you not be? Like, she was totally that. Understood that all these girls are like so obsessed with you.
Yeah, we love that.
I guess I don't know if some of her friends. I think some of her friends are a little bit.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which is funny. But my sister's great. Funny. We bonded a lot too. It was nice.
Did you tell her the root of all the problems?
No, what's that?
I don't like meat. did you remind her of the big problem? He's got to work on. You said, well, he's got
to work on some things for sure.
You said he's got a couple issues that are on the table.
Yeah, I told. Yeah.
Oh God, the amount of times that my dad brought up I should be dating someone is wild.
That's annoying.
Yeah. I go, all right, enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing good. I'm not doing good.
I think you're doing better.
Oh, with myself, I'm working hard.
You are.
And I'm so excited to be home for 6 weeks.
And you're saying things that I think are good. You're on a page. So, you're on a page where you're like at least trying to work on
this
it.
Forward momentum.
Yeah, which I was reading. I was telling you before. I was on the plane over, and I was about to watch something, and I saw my old journal. I had like all these different journal entries and like organizations of journals or whatever. Yeah. And I was reading through them, and it was nice. It was like I was struggling a lot, and I would talk about it. I'd be like, I'm really anxious today, or like I really don't feel good, or like I want to do this, and I'm struggling, and I'm kind of documenting it and like showing the positives that are in my life, but still being like, I don't know why I feel this way, or like whatever. I liked this, I'm gonna do more of that. But I liked that every single time I ended it with love, Robbie, which I was like, that is nice, because I'm like, you loved yourself enough to do this, and you said it every day.
That's really nice.
And I was like, that is really nice.
I saw a video of a man that like said good morning to himself every day in the mirror for a year.
Yeah.
And the first day was like, good morning, good morning. And then by the end, it's like, he's like smiling and loving himself.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And I told you my biggest takeaway from the trip.
What?
In the kitchen. And you laughed in my face. I said, my biggest takeaway from my Disney trip was how sunlight will actually could make you happier.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Sunlight.
Yes.
Also, I'm not drinking. I haven't drank in a while.
I laughed in your face because I've said this before, and I get ignored. There's a lot of things that I've said, which I also realize.
It's a two-way street on that scenario. We both say stuff that gets ignored.
Sure. But I don't think I ignore. What's something that I could do that would help myself that I should do, that I don't, that I've then come to you and said after the fact that you've told me?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No, you could say it.
No, it doesn't matter.
Because I have multiple.
That you've said to me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What so you can
multiple?
Do one.
No, go ahead. Do the multiple.
No, I'm not doing the multiple. You get multiple and I get.
Do the multiple. No, I want to know now.
I'm trying to think.
You have multiple. You had multiple. I had none in the chamber.
Just things speaking that you have been.
I just came home and jerked off 3 times yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta.
I had to.
At least one. The first one's great. The first one is great.
I felt like
that's wild. I felt like first one is great. I'm jealous of you.
You're jealous of just the semen retention.
Just because you had a week of repressed in the place with the family, in the hotel room with your parents after a week of that.
I came home. Glory to God in the highest. I felt like I was a child becoming a man coming home.
That's funny.
I had to break the threshold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead, tell me the things that you've told me. So the sunlight, what else?
I don't know, I forget. It's a way of like loving yourself, or like you've been saying to me things. You're like, you do say that. You do a good job of that. You do a good job of that. You have said that to me.
Yeah.
I feel like in your this journey that you've now been
more off mic than on mic.
Yeah, yeah. No, not on mic.
You can't let the people know.
I know, but you'll be like, you do a good job of that. You do identifying what I like and like trying to connect with those things.
Well, you're good at liking things. I'm not good at liking things.
Yes.
Well, that's because I don't like me. That's truly the root cause of.
Yes, I understand.
You can't like things if you don't like you.
I understand.
And that's the big, big problem.
Which is why I don't take anything personal. I'm like, all right, it's not about me.
It's not about you.
No, I know.
I try my best.
But you are trying the most now.
I'm not drinking.
Of like certain things that
I'm
are.
Like, yeah, I'm like yeah, yeah. actively like trying to like think about stuff. I go to some situations. For
You've
me.
Been very intentional.
I have been.
You've been doing good.
Yeah, there's not many bad things happening. There's a couple things I should have done that.
Yeah, but I think the most you could ask for anybody is that they're able to work on themselves, which is what I was also like looking. I would talk about my friends. Like it was interesting to go back and read from that time of my life.
Yeah.
And it was. I'm sad that it only lasted. It was like January to March, 2018.
That's nice.
That I wrote almost every day.
Did you start writing after looking at that?
No, I did last year for like a few months.
Well,
but I want to. It made me want to do it. So I should do that. I should get back on it.
Yeah.
It's good. And it's good to love yourself. To say, I love, like every day, I love you. Love, Robbie.
Yeah, that's nice. That's something that's something that I should think about.
Do you sign off when you journal, love, Sebastian?
No, I'm just thinking about grand ideas of life or like intentions for the day.
Yeah.
Like setting intentions.
No, I'm like, I feel really anxious. I need to figure this out. This made me feel good. I'm doing this. I love this person. I had this interaction. This is how I feel about it. That's what I was doing.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I'm not journaling like that, but maybe I need to set some positive words, because you do hear what your body hears what you say.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think it was good for me. Spending time with family is nice groundingness.
It was. It was nice. Same with me, with my sister. It's, me and my sister.
We're lucky like that, Robbie.
Yeah, it was fun. Because I'm proud of my sister. So I'm proud to introduce her to people.
You should be.
We both, like, she's someone that I can take to meet people, and she does a good job. Like, she's not, like, we're both, I think, proud of each other, which is cute.
That's really nice.
And it's like, oh, yeah, me and her are a good team in that way, and if we need to be.
Yeah, that's important. I know. I feel that way. I mean, Carly's so proud of me, and I don't know why. No, but she's so
I was
going to
bring this up on, I mean, I have other things I want to talk about, so maybe I'll bring it up on the Patreon. But the last night I'm there, I met Jamie, who came on the podcast. She came out, met me and my sister, and she brought out like other people, I guess, from Miami.
Friends.
And one kid who's like, I guess he's like a big deal. He tours, he's a comedian, but he's like a big person in the Miami comedy scene. Carlos, shout out. Very nice guy.
Shout out, Carlos.
But he was a UCB person, I guess, in a certain period of time, and he was like, Sebastian Canelli is one of the funniest people in the world. And I go, you have not no one else that loves talking about this more when I'm drunk at 1 a.m. One of my favorite things to do is talk about how great Sebastian Canelli is. Because I can't talk about it with you. But I'm like,
I mean, why would it
do? No, I know. Of course, it's weird, of course. Yeah. But it's just funny to me to be like, I'm drunk at 1 a.m. at this bar. My sister had went home, and I'm like, what? You want to talk about how funny Sebastian is? Boy, did you find the person to have that conversation.
When would he watch me?
I guess 2017, 2018.
Yeah, those are some good years.
And he was just like, he's literally magic. I'm like, yeah, trust me. Nobody else wants to have this combo more.
That's incredible. Does he follow me?
I don't know.
Man, Carlos, give me a follow.
Yeah, really nice guy. He was funny.
No, that's, I don't care.
It was funny. It was nice to hang out.
It was funny to watch me lose followers at
Disney. It didn't make it go up.
Nah, it went down.
Damn.
Went down.
Yeah.
Who cares? I would lose 1,000 for that.
Oh, of course.
It was truly amazing.
2,500? I don't know.
No. I would lose it all.
100%.
It was really nice to be with my family in that regard.
No, it was nice for me too. Good. It was really nice.
But I'm back in New York, and you know how I know I was back in New York?
How?
I get home, I open my email. My first email is from Dolls Kill.
Oh, really?
The goth clothing brand. I go, I'm back. Where's the ass at? No, yeah. I'm kidding. But there was like a email, and it made me laugh because I was like, oh, I feel like Seb, I get to have my personality back a little bit, you know?
Yeah, you're a little muted.
A little, but not muted. Another part of me was highlighted.
Yes.
Which I love, because there is an innocent part of me that I love to share. But now it's also, I have to remember, the boss is home.
The boss is home. I love that.
The boss is finally fucking returned.
I mean, we haven't done the show in 2 weeks.
I know.
And stuff has been happening.
Yeah.
And I miss, it's nice to do the show. It's nice that we get our stuff out every week and are able to communicate. I don't know. I got used to doing the show every week. Did you see that mob wife aesthetic is now something that's popular?
Did I see? I have not only seen it, but I have felt it on these streets.
I have an issue with it.
Go on.
I don't think being a mob wife is an aesthetic. I think being a mob wife is a personality. I think being a mob wife is a way of life. I don't think you could just dress up in hoop earrings and a fur coat and now you capture the essence of what's hot about being a mob wife.
That's a Halloween costume.
That's a Halloween. These women that we grew up with will out mob wife you any day of the week in sweatpants, no makeup, and an oversized hoodie and UGG slippers.
First off, always makeup. Mob aesthetic is you wake up and you go, I got to put my face on.
I guess so.
A mob aesthetic is you put your face on.
Yeah.
First of all. But secondly, they need that attitude.
The attitude is the whole thing.
The attitude is everything about it.
It is not. To call a mob wife aesthetic is an oxymoron, in my opinion.
Because mob wife is all about how
you respond to stuff. Personality. Yeah, it's the spunk. It's the...
If I see someone in hoop earrings, a fur coat, heels, and they walk up and they go, excuse me, I hate to bother you. I go, go home.
This is not.
I go, go home.
You're not doing what's hot about this.
If I see someone literally in scrubs, they go, get the fuck out my way. I didn't get the bread with my order. I go, now that's mob wife aesthetic.
That's mob, exactly.
It doesn't, I love this. We don't need to think about what we're wearing, but how we wear it.
How we're wearing it, exactly.
Yeah, because there's power. Also, it's a beautiful, powerful thing.
It's very powerful.
The power.
It's very powerful and it's attractive. But I don't think, I think that is a secondary, it just so happens that these types of women like large hoop earrings. It just so happens that they like fur coats. This is a side journey to what being a mob wife is.
Yeah. Yeah, and they have to remember, bring the, don't just put on the clothes, be the clothes.
You be the clothes. These you real ass mob wife people in Brooklyn. Like Brooklyn, you are going to get sniffed out and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
You did not put on Juicy Couture to have a flat attitude.
No.
You did not kill a cheetah to wear it around your neck.
Yes.
To not be a fucking murderer in these streets.
You got to earn it. You can't just put on the Juicy Couture. It's not hot.
Not at
all. Juicy Couture is not hot on its own. Acrylic nails are not hot on their own.
No. No. And you know what? You know what makes a mob aesthetic that it's so hot? This is toxic.
What?
That they're so mean to the world, but they're soft with you.
That is, it is.
That's toxic. That's it.
It is toxic.
I mean, but this is, see, I think a lot of women have that feeling towards men. Like, oh, but he, you don't know him at home. It's like, oh, you don't know how he's with me.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
That's like a classic thing. Now women are entering that era, and I'm so excited.
I don't know if they are. I hope that they are. But you can't just move from the Midwest and put on some costume jewelry and expect. You're in Brooklyn. You're in, I mean, they're not in Staten Island. But you're in Brooklyn. I got cousins that will eat you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
No nonsense.
No nonsense.
And just be confused.
You know
what the fuck are you wearing? What the fuck? Who are you to fucking wear?
You know what
my wife can be soft spoken.
Aesthetic is?
What?
It's carrying a parking cone and putting it over a fire hydrant so you could be in that spot. That's mob wife aesthetic.
What the fuck are you looking at? Mind your fucking business.
You know what mob wife aesthetic is? It's taking a sip of your Starbucks and passing it back to the barista. Go, that's no good. And they go, why? They go, and you go, make it again. You don't even tell them why. That's mob wife aesthetic.
Yes.
Mob wife aesthetic is parking, literally double parking in the fire lane in front of the Target because you got to run in because you got to make some food tonight. That's mob wife aesthetic.
Yes.
It's not the clothes.
No, the clothes is a secondary option.
It's literally seeing someone else's kid and the mother's turned around and you go, shut the fuck up. Whispering shut the fuck up to a
your
kid,
child.
To another child.
Oh, yeah.
Is mob wife aesthetic.
Yeah, that's what being a mob wife is. This is not, it's just going to be confusing. And nobody, people will see, people will see right through it.
It's not going to be confusing.
It's just confusing how it's happening. It's people will confusing. See right through it.
Yeah. But nah, we'll see. It'll be nice. The excuse me, pardon me. Oh, I hate to bother you.
You cannot be coming with hoop earrings and a fur coat, high heels, done all up with the jewelry, and then coming in with that timid energy, that Midwestern vibes. But then you can't do a fake New York accent.
No, you have to.
You just got
to
really own who you are, I guess.
The outfit should give you power.
Yes, it should give you power.
It's like wearing a mob wife aesthetic should be like you wearing a jetpack.
Yeah. But you also need a little bit of charm, I think. You can't just be mean. There's a charm to a mob wife.
Because they love. They're doing things. Well, what it is they're protecting their pack.
Yes.
They're very
loyal.
They're loyal.
Loyal to them. And then if you're not loyal, you're just doing this for clout.
Yeah, that's
it's
no
even
good.
More, you're going to get exposed. So exposed.
Mob wives is mean to people, not because they want to be mean, but because they want to take care of theirs.
They don't want to be mean ever.
They don't. They have.
They have to be all the time.
They have.
And it's
to
really
be.
Unfortunate.
Because it's their job.
Because the world is fucking crazy. I didn't want to fucking yell at him.
No.
He's acting ridiculous.
Someone had to.
Was he gonna do it all day?
It's on them.
Hopefully he learns. I don't want to yell at him. No, yeah. it is. They're just like, oh, I want to be Carmela Soprano. You can't just be Carmela Soprano.
No, you gotta. Yeah. Well, we'll see. I think it'll be a good. I think it'll be a good year for your boy with that aesthetic.
Well, that's what you'll be able to hook up with some like hot girls that are like, oh, I'm trying to fit my mob wife fantasy, but you'll be you might hook up with them and be like, you're a fugazi mob, but then the real ones from Staten Island are gonna see you with these fugazi mob wives and be like, well, Sebastian, what the fuck are you? What is this?
I know, let's be honest, I don't even hook up with anyone.
No, I know, but I'm saying it hypothetically.
In theory, yes.
You could play mob husband because you know what that role is.
Yeah. A mob wife wouldn't take my rule of not hooking up on the first date seriously either.
A real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Some of them would, I think, actually.
Oh, yeah. He's a good one.
He's a good... No, I think that they actually would respect that.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful.
I think my sister has a little bit of energy. I'm sure your sisters have a little bit of that.
Your sister has it more.
Yeah, she could be... Yeah. My sister... But she's not dressing like that. But no, she, her energy, she can... She can turn up the mob wife energy.
Your sister's
energy.
Tougher than mine. My sisters are closer to the Disney adults vibes.
Oh, yeah. No, my sister's not a Disney
adult. Because we're a musical theater family.
That's true.
We're the Von Trapps
of Staten Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I'm happy that we're back, Rob.
It's nice. It's nice to be back. There's a lot going on.
Sorry for missing a Patreon, but I'm figuring everyone that subscribes to Patreon knew that I was away and I was in Disney World with my family. But if you want, we'll be recording Patreon right now. I'll give you some more some actual gossip that happened on the trip.
Yeah. I have big news too. I'm doing my show February 13th, Love is Embarrassing. And I'm trying to write. I was like, I want to read notes. I have so many notes that I got to me, and I want to read notes. And my ex-girlfriend heard of this, I suppose. I think some people that follow me or like whatever in contact with her.
Yeah.
And she reached out. She's like, are you going to read it? Like a note? Like, what's going on? Like, I heard you're reading love notes or something. And
that's nice.
I'm like, oh, yeah. I explain the show. And she goes, I have this book, 295 Days of Tarot. If you want it, you could read from that. And so I've been trying to hunt down last week. I'm like, I'm trying to find somebody that I wrote these notes with, if they could give something to me, which is weird to reach out to girls I like would flirt with in high school
and
be like, oh, could I get these notes? And they're like, I threw them out, Robbie, because I'm fucking normal. But my ex has this book and she's willing to give it to me. So she already sent me a few pages from it. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm in cringing of embarrassment.
Are you sad that that she won't have them anymore?
She wants it back.
And how does that make you feel?
Flattered.
Okay.
That she wants it back. I'm going to give it back to her, but I'm going to have it. I'm going to have this. I wrote.
Yeah.
And people are like, my sisters were so confused by the whole thing. My sister's so confused by how emotional I am in so many ways. She's just like, I could never do that. I'm telling her I would FaceTime this girl 5 hours a day. She goes, I don't know how you could do that. I could have 5-10 minutes and that's it.
That's beautiful.
I'm like, no, I could sit on FaceTime with somebody I like forever. She's like, I can't do that. I don't know how you did that. But she was so – I'm trying to explain to my sister this book, and she just did not understand. She goes, wait, every day? How did you know in the first day that you wanted to – that you were going to write every day? I'm like, no, I remembered all the dates that we had, and for Christmas that year, I just wrote out our story.
Yeah, that's also a touch of something funky going on.
There is that, but I have a good memory with dates, and I knew it's like, all right, we went to Disney. It's like my senior year of high school. You can know when you went to Disney. You know when graduation was. You know when prom was.
Okay.
You know when you go on your first date.
You don't need to justify.
You know, okay? Like there are dates that I could also look up.
What do you want me to say? You're normal, okay? You're fine.
Dates I could look up.
You're fine. No one older.
I know when I go to college. I know when she goes to college. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay. There's dates that are Googleable also.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, happy remember Arbor Day?
Yeah. What we do on Halloween. Like,
of course.
I don't know. Whatever. I do also have a strange memory with dates. But I'm going to read from this 295 Days of Tarot book.
All
right. And do improv off of it. And the show's been selling, so thank you. Please continue to buy tickets. I'm hoping to sell the show out, so that I can continue to do more.
Nice. And do you want to say when the show is?
February 13th, 8 p.m. The link is in my bio. I'm going to keep posting about it. But please come out to that and support. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice. Beautiful. All right, Robbie, hit the music.